New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Vanderpodcalypse Now. We are in my car right now on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Right outside of Pump / Tom Tom.
Uh-huh. And Bottega Louie if you like better food. But you don't, because you're here. And we've teased the idea of going to Something About Her, having some sandwiches, telling you what we thought.
And we are little teases.
We are little tiny teases. And we did that. We went, we got five sandwiches off the menu, yes. The big sandwiches.
We got them to go.
People, yeah, exactly. We snuck them over to the car, but we actually had a very positive experience,
I would say.
It was
great. We were online, I think, all in, I think, by the time we got our food was about 1 hour.
Yeah.
So it was a nice day out. Everyone's cool. Everyone's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good time. And it was, yeah, it was about an hour. Like, it doesn't move, and then it moves. Mm-hmm. And then a nice Something About Her employee came out.
Did bits with us.
Yeah.
Was chill.
I told them a reservation for Leonardo DiCaprio for two.
Yeah, about a couple times.
And she
was very good-natured about it.
She was
it,
very
I would
good-natured
say.
About it,
that's
yeah.
That's right, that's right. And it's nice, too, because you're in this line with people. You know, it's the middle of the day in West Hollywood. It's bright as fuck out there. People could be in bad spirits. They could be complaining. I was at a point where I was like, is this worth it for me? But again, I'm an impatient bitch, so that's where I was at. But she gave us, like, really, like, you know, VIP. Once it was our turn, she let us in.
She ushered us in.
Yeah.
She showed us all the stuff. She
yeah.
told us all the drinks. She suggested some things to swap out. Like,
exactly.
Wanted to get a PB&J, and she was like, it's fine. It's a little bit basic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a limit.
Yeah.
There's a limit to how many we can get. We can only get five sandwiches.
Exactly. Exactly. So we got five, and we're here to try them all in front of you. We've not
yeah.
tried them. We've not tested them. This is all happening live.
Yes, live.
Before
in real
you
time.
Listen to this.
Investigative journalism.
Woo! Boots to the ground. Yeah. Here we go. So the first one we're going to try is called the Diane. It is an artisan baguette, Sicilian-style tuna salad with olive oil, sunflower, microgreens, marinated fennel, preserved lemon, and fresh dill.
And all the pictures will be on our Instagram VPR now
mm-hmm.
if you want to check it out.
Yeah, and you know you do because this is a large, on appearance, it's a healthy portion of tuna salad. I love tuna salads.
Me too.
That's where I'm at.
This was a must for me.
Yeah. She tried to kind of talk us out of it for a second.
I was like,
no. Two Jews, we need our tuna
yeah.
salad.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. And she's like, I'm 24.
Yeah.
You're the ma'am.
Yeah.
And I was like, fair.
Yeah.
I got my little sparkling tea to wash it down, but
I got a little olipop.
Let's give it a try. You want to grab one of these
yeah.
pieces?
Yeah.
The big one. Take the big one. Yeah, take the big one.
I'm taking the big one.
Actually, they're not very well sized, I will say.
Yeah.
There's one that's very large. You're going to have to take home some of that. Let's try this out.
I'm into the baguette, the feel. The
yeah,
feel is good.
That's a lot of bread, though.
You ready?
That's a lot of bread. Sharp.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just a sound.
It's good.
Okay. The bread
not
is
not the way
supple.
I normally eat tuna, but it's good.
It's very
not
lemony.
Very lemony.
Zesty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The bread is good because the bread, no matter how good the tuna would be, if the bread is lame, it ruins it for me.
And the tuna's not that good. The tuna's good, but it's not like high quality tuna.
Yeah. It's a fine tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
The bread is good, though. I mean, I'm somewhat impressed with the bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This artisanal baguette lives up to its name.
Well, I want to eat the whole sandwich in two bites?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we have more ground to cover.
Yeah. Honestly, the greens are really good, too. It's all right. This is a good start.
I can tell, like, if you ate this, you wouldn't feel like garbage afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I mean, I feel like garbage all the time, but this wouldn't contribute
to
that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Shall we move on to the next one?
Next sandwich. Okay.
Okay, we're moving on to our second sandwich. You got a little tuna on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think up more. It's on the side.
It was on purpose.
Yeah. Okay, good. No, now you're ready. You're ready. We're moving on to the Cameron. The Cameron has the longest description and looks like, on first appearance, a ton of meat in there. We've got rustic ciabatta, pesto garlic aioli, Genoa salami, soppressata, mortadella, roasted bell peppers, sun-dried tomatoes, pepperoncinis, red onion, smoked provolone, homemade balsamic onion marmalade, whoa, fresh basil, zesty lemon-dressed arugula.
This is kind of an, you know, an upscale, like, Italian sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, this, yeah, it looks formidable, mm-hmm. and it's, is this a car who wants to park here?
Yeah. Can you see we're podcasting?
We're podcasting? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell them to move right along.
Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah.
Our meter is done, though. Maybe we should plug it next sandwich.
Yeah.
Next sandwich,
I'll get it.
All right. You want to take your piece of this one?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't matter.
Take whatever you want. Yeah, take it.
All right. This is looking good.
Yeah.
I'm not like a huge ciabatta head, but there's I'm not one.
Layers of meats. This looks like a geological expedition. It's got like a lot of layers.
Like the layers of the earth.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm going to dig in. Okay. Can't eat it. Oh, fuck.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I'm into it. I'm not a huge, like, I don't love cheese, like cold cheese.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a little too meaty for me, if I'm being honest.
But it's
this is like an inch and a half of meat.
Yeah, this one you're getting a lot of meat for your buck.
Yeah, but it's like all like there's like a little sweetness in it too.
Yeah.
God, there's a lot of meat in here.
I like it.
You like it. I'm gonna give it like a
it's good for what it is. This is not my kind of I've eaten a lot of I used to work at a pizza place, so I eat a lot of Italian sandwiches. Again, a little elevated, a little olive oily. Mm-hmm. You're getting a lot of that.
Eat, though. It's not hard to eat.
It is a little hard to eat. No? You have to have a big mouth.
A lot of lunch meats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
All right. Well, that's the Cameron.
That's the Cameron.
All right. Ready
Enjoy yourselves.
Move on to the next one?
Yeah. Okay. Next, we have the Drew. Artisan baguette, whipped chive-infused goat cheese, mango jalapeno jam, shaved pink lady apple, cucumber, olive oil, rich balsamic glaze, arugula, and fresh mint. No prosciutto. We did not add prosciutto. This is something, I know this is going to be difficult. You're not a big goat cheese person. You don't do that.
I think I might have to pass on this one.
Okay, that's okay.
I do not like goat cheese, and I didn't want to substitute. Mm-mm. So this one you're going to do solo.
I'm going to forge forward alone. Brave? Yes, absolutely. Necessary? Also absolutely. Okay. Here we go. Okay, just freaking rip this shit apart. Excuse me. Both hands. Okay. Again, I'm worried about the bread to whatever goopy shit in here is ratio. I'm also worried about the sweet. This is a sweet sandwich, as we've heard.
It looks good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm squeezing it, and there's like some kind of juices coming out of it.
Maybe it's like limp.
Juicy sandwich.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that pickle? Is that cucumber that's popping out
cucumber.
There? Cucumbers. That looks good.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty good.
Yeah.
I will say.
I'm going to try this little cucumber part so I can get the flavor. Mmm. It is so sweet.
It is sweet. It's like a sweet sandwich. Very indulgent. I will say the bread is it's weird because it's bready and it doesn't flake, which I like, but it's also like a little too intense, I would say.
As she takes another bite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the pear. Coming at pear. This is like a sweet, indulgent sandwich.
It leaves me a little, like tiny bit heavy condiments.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily like the Cameron, which was heavy in the meats.
Yeah. No, I like this. Like the balsamic. This might be probably my favorite one yet, maybe.
Oh. Uh-huh. Whoa, I didn't see that coming.
I know.
Because you started off like... You were not having it, but it got...
Like,
when I saw
this?
You took another bite, I was like, okay, hold on. What's happening?
I know. Oh, it's really growing. I mean, everything... I'm starting to get a little flavor. I think we get hasty. Mm-hmm. You know, you see the sandwich, you're like, oh, God, what's this going to be? Or like, oh, okay. You eat it. Flavors start to blend. Start to get a sense of everything working together. And this one works together, I will say. And I am a fan of goat cheese, which is heavily featured in this. But it's a nice... Yeah, it's a really nice mix, melange of things. Very sweet, though. Dessert sandwich.
Oh.
Maybe you would like.
All right.
Maybe you would. All right, shall we move on?
Yes, move on.
Okay, we're back with the second to last sandwich. There's only been five, so I don't know why I'm saying it like that. That's weird. We are into the Nancy. Now, when we opened the Nancy just now, I smelled bacon so hard. I said the bread, this bread looks soft. I like that. Soft to my palate, soft to the touch, but just this like overwhelming wafting of like bacon and caramelized onions. How did that hit you?
It hit me good. What yeah. I'm also noticing is it's not cut very even.
No, none of these sandwiches are cut even.
No.
And we're splitting all these.
Yeah, so.
So that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not equity.
No.
I will say. Everything about VPR is about fairness and honesty, and we don't like that.
Yeah.
As altruists, first and foremost. Okay, so anyway, the Nancy is a toasted sourdough, bacon, lots of bacon, romaine lettuce, tomato, and mayo sandwich.
You're getting romaine lettuce whether you like it or not.
Oh, here. Absolutely. Also, like, I should have been saying the price points on this. The Nancy is $15. The Cameron was $18. That big meat fucking brick.
That makes sense. Remember that? That's a lot of meat on it.
Yeah, yeah. The Diane was $16, and the Drew was $14. We did not add prosciutto for $4. So just to review.
And I think it's fair considering a lot of things. We're in Los Angeles. We're yeah. in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're not going to go in and get some. I mean, the PB&J was $8. Which I wanted to try, but
yeah, she really deterred us from that.
She deterred us. I was mm-hmm. just curious if it was some kind of elevated thing.
Mm-hmm. I know, me too now.
Yeah.
You kind of piqued my interest, yeah. and then she was like, absolutely not.
We'll do a part two.
Oh, now you want to do a part two?
A little bit.
Jason, okay. I brought this up earlier. I was like, oh, we could do, because, you know, I knew that there would be a cap for my friend Cassie when we're going to get sandwiches. I didn't know what it was, and I was like, oh, we could do a two-part, and Jason's like, fuck no.
Only because it's a bit of a haul out here.
Yeah, it's a big fucking haul. I'm on the clock.
How about this?
I'm
make you a deal.
I'm technically working right
I'll
now.
I make you a deal.
Okay.
Can we do it where we sit?
Inside?
Inside, and then take notes. And then
take notes, and then we'll feverishly go through our notes, and we'll do like a nice report. Yeah, absolutely.
Because then we can also comment on the dining. Because we yeah. went inside. There's pictures on VPR.
You should
now.
See the car right now.
Yeah.
It's like littered in fucking
it's
sandwich
almost like,
shit.
You know, it's like we're like on a stakeout, mm-hmm. but we're staking ourselves out. And you know how they always have food at a stakeout, yeah. but the food is what we're staking out.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we got. That's all we got. We're like the patio of Something mm-hmm. About Her right
yeah.
now. It's littered with fucking Something About Her shit. Okay, pick a thing.
Take the
big side, please. Yeah, I mean, I've got that whole Drew.
Okay.
Yeah, not
I'm
even
excited.
The cut. Look
Ready?
At this. Look at all this. There's so much fucking bacon in
yeah.
this. This is criminal.
Ready?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The bread is.
Bread's good.
Yeah. The thing is, the bread is really what. Sells it to me in this bread. Mm-hmm. On looking at it, I was like,
yeah.
Your holding it, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. It's all. And if listen, I'm not like a huge bacon person, but
are
if
you
are a bacon person,
oh,
I mean, I am a bacon person, but I'm not a mm-hmm. huge bacon person.
Same. For me, this is a lot too much bacon, and
yeah.
the bacon's not very good. It's like a little wet because it's been like sitting with the other stuff.
Sure,
it's not crispy. I need like a crispy.
Yeah,
bacon.
It's not like you know. It's not when you go to like Denny's and they like,
mm-mm.
you know.
No, it's like bits, and it's also like not pieces. They're like this is like a bacon salad. It's like a bacon mayo salad.
Yeah.
If you like BLTs, though, this is obviously
yeah,
the one
set.
For you. You're gonna really enjoy what you are eating. There's a tomato in here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks okay. Yeah. Although, is this the bread for this sandwich? The inside of the sandwich feels a little wet for this kind of bread.
But a ciabatta is gonna be too thin,
mm-hmm.
and I think the baguette is gonna be too thick.
Mm.
I think.
This one's just right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, what is it, a sourdough rye? What is it?
No, it works out. It works
yeah.
out. Okay.
It's good.
All right, solid.
All right.
Yeah. This is right. What's been your favorite so far?
Oh, man. I don't know. So far, the bread of the tuna sandwich, the Drew, mm. is that the Drew?
Yeah.
The Drew.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know, because like... I'm gonna see the Drew, even though
I don't think it's Drew.
Is that the? Is it?
The tuna is the Diane.
Diane, I got my D's wrong. Yeah, the tuna is good, not great, but it's the best total sandwich I've had.
Yeah,
I feel like the insides of some of the other ones are a little more fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll do a full.
Yeah.
Let's get to the last one.
Yeah.
Shall
oh,
we?
The headliner.
And then we get treats.
Then we get treats.
last sandwich, I'm feeling pretty good. I really restrained myself like a proper lady around it's all hard these to, sandwiches.
Like, when you're, it's like lunchtime and you're like taking one bite.
Yeah, you're like, nom, 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 nom.
No,
mm-hmm.
I want to
I want to be in private.
Yeah.
I want to be in sweats in private, just devouring these.
Or just eating over the sink.
Yeah, just fucking shit dropping, bacon bits dropping in the sink, just fucking mayo fucking everywhere, greasy ass, my little fingies all over these fucking breads. Yeah. But here we are in my car.
Yeah.
I guess it's the next best thing. Okay. Our last one, we have, sadly, our last one, because I'm enjoying myself, you know? Viola. Viola Davis, named after her. Again, this is just like, what do these sandwiches evoke? We haven't really talked about the sandwich to name pipeline, but you can tell us what you think about that.
Yeah, you got any theories? Let us know.
Okay, we've got golden sourdough, grilled, smoked turkey, chipotle mayo, roasted red pepper, homemade balsamic onion marmalade, which we've had before, smoked gouda, shaved cucumber. They love cucumber here, and red onion. That's the last one. That's $17. Different look. Oh yeah, this has been panini. This has been fucking grilled up.
Pressed
as hell. Let's see it. I mean, again, it's at, take the big one. It's core. It's a turkey.
Ooh, it's heavy.
It's a turkey sandwich.
Oh, it's
brick.
Heavy.
Jesus Christ.
Ready?
The brick. Yeah. This is my least favorite one. This is a very airport sandwich.
It is my I think paninis itself are like not my favorite, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
It tastes good, but you know, like...
It's very dairy. It feels very like creamy.
It's,
you know?
It is. It's the... I do like the little like... Little sweetness they add
there's
to something.
Sweetness and there's caramelized onions and all. If you want a sandwich that is purely savory, this is not the restaurant for you. Everything here is some weird sweet thing, like a pear or caramelized onion. Just be warned.
And it's, you know,
be warned.
It's like, you know, like what would be like a boar's head type shaped turkey, which is, like, again, it's fine, but it's nothing.
Why is there cucumber in here? Like, it's a grilled sandwich.
I know. It kind of just makes everything a little more dense.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of sun-dried tomato and everything, speaking of sweetness. Yeah, it's a weird texture. It's just like very like slimy.
Let Brian have that one.
Yeah, Brian gets that one. Sorry.
All right. Those are the sandwiches.
Oh, okay. I do love the tuna. I think we were anticipating that. Looking back though, the tuna needed more mayo or some kind of fat.
Yeah, because it is a little
dry.
Yeah, you know, when you want like a tuna salad,
you
want it like hard with that mayo.
You want to go fucking hard.
I don't want to taste into individual tuna flakes.
Mm-mm.
That's the healthy way to go.
I want it to be united as one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with fats. No, yeah. What am I on, a fucking diet? Yeah. I don't think so.
We just ordered 5 sandwiches.
Yeah, we're not on a diet. And we got treats to go.
Yeah.
We got treats. Should we talk about the treats? Or what are your, sorry, what are your favorites?
No, I think that the tuna is probably the overall, the one that I feel like I can eat and not feel like I'm doing a lot of work.
You keep eating this least favorite one.
I be interested to see some of these other ones in different breads.
Mm.
What that might what
you want
might
a bread exchange?
Like. Yeah, I might like want a little bread exchange because I love a baguette.
The baguette was good.
Yeah, so the baguette's really really good, and I would definitely, you know, even the ones like the, you know, I don't really like love Italian sandwiches. I've eaten so many of them in my life, you know, being from the East Coast, like New York, New Jersey, you know, maybe
sopressata.
But I don't know. It's like pretty. Like if I was like, I need a protein blast, that would be my protein blast. That'd be a mega
a brick
protein
of meat.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't like that one that much either. God, I think I like the ones that were like more veggie forward, more like. I don't know.
That's very evolved of you.
Thank you. I'm helping the world.
Should we get into some of these treats?
Yeah. So, of course, you can't have a romantic little sandwich shop without some treats.
Oh, and I needed to see those things, babies, in person.
Yeah.
Up front.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not doing
pictures.
He's like, I'm not committing to shit until I see these fucking guys in my own eyes.
Show what you got.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Got, like a jewelry, like a diamond exchange.
Yeah. He's like fucking diamonds. Cut the shit. Let's see the croissants. All right. Let's get into it. Okay. I'll pack these puppies up.
Okay.
All right, it's treat time.
It's dessert time, everybody.
It's dessert. We've earned it. We've earned it. And we have 3 desserts that we got from Something About Her. We have this chocolate croissant. We have a chocolate chip cookie. And we have a little cinnamon roll, cinnamon bun thing. It looks
they
a little
denser. They had like an olive oil, like an olive oil
cake. It's not really my jam. Yeah. I'm not really into that. And they also had a gluten-free cookie that looked like a gluten-free cookie, I would say. But we're going to start with the chocolate croissant. Yes. Romantic of us.
All right.
You just want to tear it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. We've got some croissant.
Yeah.
Let's eat it. I just went for it.
Yeah.
You took a nice dainty bite, and I just went for it.
It tastes like a like you'd get anywhere.
It's a C minus.
This is there just to, if you want it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right. Will you eat it later?
You will?
No, I will, but if
no,
you
I don't
like
want it.
Okay, then I'll take it. Or then I'll just hold it in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I like if you like are really into it, I would. You can stall for like 2 minutes. We can just end this.
Yeah.
All right. This is like the cinnamon knot.
Cinnamon knot looks pretty good. Let's eat it.
Break a piece off.
And it seems kind of old. All these things seem kind of old.
It might have tasted. Well, the thing is, we got it an hour after.
Yeah.
This is very kind of like. We want to have something for you.
Yeah.
But this is an hour. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I like sugar. I like cinnamon.
It's old.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want it or?
No, I
can't. Okay. See, sometimes I don't take things and now I don't take things. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, a standard.
A chocolate chip cookie. Our last bite. Mm-hmm. Something about her. Cheers. Yeah, I'm going to take a little bit. I'm getting kind of full, actually. I'm being honest.
Yeah, okay.
It's my favorite of the...
This is definitely... Yeah. If I went back, I would get this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's it.
That's it. Wow. So go there for the sandwiches specifically. Again, I like the Drew. I would give it a B, you know? B minus?
No. It depends. For what it is,
mm-hmm.
I would give it I would give it an A minus for what it is.
Okay.
For me, going out to... all the places to eat in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd give it maybe like a B minus.
Okay.
But I'd give it an A minus, everything else included. And plus, it was a good experience.
Wow.
It's good. Yeah, there was nothing that was bad. Because I've
had
things that were bad.
Mm-hmm.
What else is really good is rating and reviewing the show.
Yeah. Oh, I also want to say, before we leave, happy birthday, Alexis Garcia. She's a friend of mine, friend of the pod, big VPR person.
Yeah.
And let's just say...
Happy 22nd birthday.
I know, right? I know. Go get yourself something from Sa on us. However that will work. This one's for you
tonight. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.